Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I know you think I'm already on vacation. I'm really not. I'm keeping my head in the game here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm not on vacation yet, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life. Janet Christie wouldn't know anything about that because she's perfect. Janet is the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business, and she is one of the smartest people I know, especially when it comes to helping women promote and grow their businesses. Janet Christie, Miss Perfect, welcome back to the show.
Oh, well, how did I get that name?
It's good to have you back. You don't ever have to laugh at yourself, Janet, because you don't ever do anything that would make you laugh, do you?
Oh, I don't know. I had somebody tell me one time that I wasn't much fun to make. It wasn't any fun to make fun of me because I laughed at the joke.
You beat him to it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you got to do. I'm serious. Don't you think that's half the key to success in life is to beat other people to laughing at you?
Oh yeah.
Because I mean that kind of neutral. I mean when you blunder around as much as I do, you got to learn how to have that quick trigger on laughing at yourself. And I think that's an important thing for small business owners to do too, don't you? Laugh at themselves in their business, and I think it's also good for their employees, for our employees, to see us doing that. What do you think?
Oh, if you don't keep your sense of humor, I don't see how you can stay in business. And if you do stay in business, what fun is it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, no kidding, because all the things that happen to small business owners. I mean, politicians. The leaders of both parties, the President of the United States, they don't have a clue, most of them, at the number of tripwires and et cetera, that can befall a small business owner in any given day.
No, and I've always been amused by how legislators and elected officials could think they could advise and understand small businesses when they have all these minions to hand things to.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, they don't even read the legislation that they pass, they vote on.
No.
They don't even do that homework.
No.
But anyway, so what's, you got a new book out.
Yes.
101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do we need to know?
Well, I picked out three of the actions for us to talk about, and it's kind of spread. I just kind of picked them out through parts of the book, but I think they're very important because as you know, I've been doing this for a while. So somebody asked me the other day, how long did it take to write the book? And I said, only 8 years. And that's because I've been doing this for 8 years, and it wrote itself as I listened to and watched and helped small businesses. So
it's amazing how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just
if you sat down and tried to make it happen, you couldn't do it, could you?
Oh, no. No, it was a matter of finding time to get it on paper and then compressing it because
right.
There was so much information. I had to get it down to a small amount.
Right, you had to get down to something people could carry around.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the first thing?
Well, the first one is Action 22, and it is adopt the philosophy of always reading the how to do business with information on any prospect.
Say that again.
Adopt the philosophy of always reading the how to do business with information on any prospect.
So where do we find that how to do business with?
Most of the time it's on their website.
Mm-hmm. What they do, what their values are, the industry they work in, that sort of thing.
And most governments and large corporations will put it under how to do business with.
Right. So. Commercial companies won't as much.
Not as much, no.
Maybe some of the big companies do. if you got a mid-size, if you got a small business, that's if you got a customer, a bigger business customer, but they're not a huge big business, they're just bigger than yours. They're probably not going to say that. But if you read the things you were just telling me, if you go to those sites and you read those things, you can take that as a template and apply that to the smaller companies.
Oh, absolutely, and especially if those small companies are contractors to the government, then you already know if you've read the government, the government entity that is the end user, then you're going to know what their providers and vendors and things have to do.
Right.
But that's so important. And when I talk to large corporations and government purchasers and users of service, they tell me that is the biggest thing people don't look at how to do business with. And if you think about it, I mean, how many things do you get from people, phone calls or emails trying to sell you something, and it's something you don't use, or it's a way that you can't use it, and you know they didn't look at your website?
Well, here's the thing, Janet. We're in the age of the customer. And this is something that I'm working on now quite a bit. And my next book, that's the title of my next book, The Age of the Customer. And in the age of the customer, customers aren't sitting around thinking, boy, I hope some salesman comes by and teaches me what I need to know about where I'm going from now on. You know, I mean, people aren't doing that. Now, let me say this. 30 years ago, that's almost, people didn't say that, but that was the reality because I was one of those salespeople. And I called on people and I told them, okay, here's the new stuff, here's what's happening, here's how you use it, and here's why you're going to like it. And you know what? They were waiting on me.
Yes, they were waiting
on me to show up. It ain't like that anymore, folks. We're in the second decade of the 21st century, and if you're not the place that you plug in with customers, Janet, today is way above where we plugged in even 10 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're not already at that level, you're wasting their time, and they'll give you about eight. It'll take them about 4.5 seconds to throw you out or hang up or trash your email.
Plus, there are so many more choices for them to choose from, not only competitors for you, but other places to spend their money.
Yep.
So it's so important to know what they want, how they want it done, how they want it presented, but to do it in the way that they – and it's not always how they just that that's how they want it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's how it must be.
Well, and it's not even, they're not even thinking about it. All they're thinking about is, this is where I am. This is how I need help. This person isn't helping me.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Hey, Janet, give us the website, please.
It's www.leverageanddevelopment.com.
Can they find the book there?
Yes.
101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses by Janet W. Christie. We call her Miss Perfect around here. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.